This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. A good friend back on the show today. Always enjoy our informative conversations with Mr. Hunt.
Absolutely. And it's my understanding that he brought his crystal ball with him today.
Outstanding. Well, that's why we have him on the show. Let's say hello to our friend, John Hunt. He's the owner of Market Insight and Via Search. John, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is always ours, John. Appreciate it. Again, you stopping by. I know you got a big event coming up. I'm looking forward to talking about that. But just in case, remind our audience a bit about Market Insight and Via Search. What are you guys doing?
We track housing, all types of housing, in 11 southeastern markets now and counting, helping builders and developers and bankers understand whether to build, what to build, if to build. Full-blown feasibility studies trying to help people stay out of trouble.
That's
for the most part.
So I know you also host events and conferences. You have a big one coming up. Do you want to tell our audience about that?
We'd love to. It's our event called Market Watch Atlanta, and it'll be June 9th at the Cobb Galleria. Starts at 9:30 and we'll be out of there by noon. My guest speaker will be Rajiv Dewan, who is the Georgia State Economic Forecasting Center Director, and we'll be talking all things housing and Atlanta economy.
Right. Who should be coming to this? Who's the target demographic of who should be participating in an event like this?
Yeah, it's all housing. Typically, we would invite customers and our special guests, and it's builders, developers, realtors, and anybody that has any vested interest in new homes or housing in Atlanta, for sure.
So when we're talking about housing, I actually just got an email this morning from, I guess, one of your competitors, who says that single-family starts are up 8.8% year over year. Are we seeing something similar in metro Atlanta?
Yeah, we're running about, my projection is maybe 10% up this year over last year. That's moderated a bit. We were up about 15% last year. We're moderating due to increased competition from the resale, the higher quality resales that are coming on the market, and the fact that our lot basis has exploded so high in Atlanta to produce a new lot now that all the cheap lots are gone. So still positive, but moderating.
So moderating from 15% last year, 10% so far this year. I mean, where's that going to go next year? What are you thinking?
You know, it's funny, and I've been speaking at HBA events in all of my cities, and all of those cities in the Southeast seem to be, and this is new construction and resale, which is the vast majority of all transactions, are all planing out right about that 8 to 10% year-over-year inflation in units. And I think for some reason, they're all zeroing in on that same area, and I think that's based on organic growth. We do have job growth in each of those cities. Total employment's back to almost what it was in the 05 levels right now in most of those cities. We're still building fewer homes in each of those cities than we did 10 years ago. But I think the organic growth is in place. You've got household formations. Some millennials are deciding to join the real world finally, and migration in. And it's all positive, but very, I think, sustainable at about a 10%.
Let's talk millennials for a minute. I read an article yesterday, I want to say it's Realtor.com numbers, saying to prepare that the millennials were coming this year. What's your take on
that? We've said that every year and they still haven't come. And they're not. They're just not. Yeah, we've done a lot of research in this. And actually, our latest survey that we're sending out to new home buyers in Atlanta will have some questions on that as well. But it's a different world. It's a new normal. The average age of a first-time buyer 15 years ago was 25. It's now 33 today.
Wow.
And so the 25-year-olds used to account for 40% of all new home sales, and they're just gone. And so that's why we're basically selling half the number of new homes today as we did 10 years ago, because we're missing that early millennial, that 25-year-old. And they're just not coming back.
Why are they not coming back? Is it because of a lifestyle change? And I just don't want to be tied down. I want to be more urban. I want to live in a high-rise. I want to be more flexible. Or is it they just don't have the resources to do it?
It's all the above. Okay. I mean, it's student debt. It's you have to have skin in the game these days. You can't, there's no, you know, if you can't have a 520 credit score, just got out of San Quentin, we're not going to put you in a house and give you cash back on a mortgage. So you do have to have down payments. It's tough for them to come up with that. But the lifestyle change, I think, is even more critical, because they could have all that and they're still not going to move because they like being where they are. They don't want to go to the burbs and buy a house on a half acre out there. They like taking Uber to the bars. And so even though rents have gone up dramatically, in the past, that would have kicked a lot of them back into the housing market. It's just not happening.
So you mentioned lifestyle. So through ViaSearch, you survey buyers, and you've been doing it for 20 years.
26.
26 years?
Wow.
Holy cow. So what big picture trends do you see out there for Atlanta from those buyers? Because I know a lot of your data on millennials comes from there. I mean, are they still in their parents' basements, or do we know where they are?
No, not too many. I mean, that's a funny story, but most of them are moving into this city from outside of Atlanta, moving into the Brookhaven or the close-in, you know, places around 285, getting jobs, good jobs, but just it's a different mentality. They've watched their parents go through suffering, having no equity in a home, and it's just they don't really view home ownership as an investment anymore like we did, because it was a pretty sure investment.
Right, right.
And then it wasn't for a decade. It's more of an expense. And so I do think that there's a lot of thought being given towards meeting the needs of those millennials, because it is such a big demographic that's not in the buying phase right now. If you could tap into that, it would be huge. And part of what we're going to discuss at our event is, how do you tap into that? And it's a different world, different buyer, and we may have to, you know, start innovating again as an industry, which we haven't done in decades, because we didn't have to. We really didn't need to innovate in 2000 to 2006, because you could sell anything to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't innovate for 10 years from 2006 to 2016 because we were broke. But now that we've got massive inflation in lot prices, and it's making it harder to compete with the resales in those suburban areas that we built so many of in the last 20 years, we're going to have to do something maybe more outside the box. So we're going to be talking a lot about that and how much we meet those needs of those millennials.
Curious, this may be too soon to ask this question, but you know, Carol mentioned the crystal ball. So I'm starting to read a lot more about Generation Z, which is the next generation past the millennials. And what I'm hearing so far, it's too early for them to be a market segment yet, but I'm hearing trends that they are going to start swinging back and being a little bit more conservative and more traditional than the millennials. Are you sensing that? And what does that portend to housing?
You know, I haven't even thought about that group yet,
yeah.
But it could be. I mean, every one of those generations is different and has its own complexion. So it'll be interesting to see.
It will be. It will be.
Yeah, I think that's interesting because I think my 18-year-old's on the older end of that curve, and I can tell you he's more conservative than I am. And, you know, most of those kids are going to be Gen X, you know, babies of Gen Xers. So, you know, it makes sense if the pendulum swung a little bit away from what their parents believed toward.
This stuff is all cyclical in some sense. But I think you're right, though, John. I mean, there is a new normal here. And I think no matter what Gen Z ultimately does, I think they have to be more innovative and those strategies. So I do want to, before we run out of time, we mentioned this great event of yours. I'd love for you to share, again, information about how to participate. But I also understand you have some good sponsors and backers that help make that possible. I'd love for you to take a minute and kind of recognize some of the contributions they're making.
Great. Yeah, and we do. The main sponsors, the presenting sponsors, have been with us for over a decade as we've done this twice a year, this event twice a year. And we started it in November of 2006, which was the beginning of the end for the housing market. It wasn't a great time to kick off doing a big housing event in the city of Atlanta, but we predicted the downturn. We felt like we needed a venue to talk to people about it and prepare them. And so these main sponsors have been with us for over a decade now, and that's Atlanta New Homes Directory, Berkshire Hathaway, and Jackson EMC. And they basically provide for the event to be free for all those folks who attend, and they've just been real loyal to us over the last year. And they're great folks to work with in our industry. And then we have other sponsors too, Bank South Mortgage, Zip Systems, Sheathing and Tape, and of course, Denim Marketing.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, how about that?
All right, good stuff. And one last time, give us the quick overview of the event again, where people go to sign up and get information.
Yeah, they can go to marketinsight.com, marketinsight.com, or viasearch.com. You can register on any of those. Sexes love to have as many as possible be there. I think it'll be a good event. It's a good networking event. It's hard to get people to come into the room because they enjoy standing out talking to each other. It's just a neat time. So,
and because of those sponsors you just mentioned, the event is free. So
it
I want to be sure people understand that. All right. And to get information about all your work and your research and your trend setting, it is the same websites, correct?
Yes.
Repeat those one last time.
Marketinsight.com and viasearch.com.
All right. John Hunt, the owner of Market Insight and ViaSearch. As always, sir, good to see you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Always enjoy it. Thank you very much.
All right. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of today's guest, John Hunt, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.